Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
We've been here at the cross for several hours now. I've lost track of time. And I hear what people are saying. I hear the speculation of what people are thinking. I have to tell you, and you need to know this, Jesus was the most extraordinary man I have ever known. He was the most incredible person I've ever spent any time with. And I hear what people are saying. They're saying, if he's the Son of God, how could he suffer so? How could the Son of God suffer and be in pain? Well, I've got to tell you, he was the most extraordinary man I've ever known. But he was very much human, just like us. We would travel for hours and days and weeks on end, and I saw him get tired, just like we did. And we'd go to lay our head at night, and he would fall asleep, just like the rest of us. He was very much human. And the toll of the travel that we embarked on throughout Galilee and Capernaum and Nazareth and now even in Jerusalem, it took a physical toll on him. Jesus was the most extraordinary person I've ever known, but he experienced exhaustion like we do. He also had an appetite. He would get hungry. After we would travel for days upon end, we would all gather together and eat. And those were some of the most special times we ever had with Jesus, when we would eat and he would teach us something about the kingdom of God. But he ate just like us. I remember one time he was especially hungry and he ate quite a bit, but it was a long couple of days. But then there were other days, of course, where he just didn't have an appetite. The stress of the ministry was too much upon him, and he just didn't eat as often. But Jesus was just like us. He experienced the emotion of and the feeling and the of hunger. And then there were times when we saw Jesus get frustrated. He would be frustrated with me, especially with Peter. And there were times that he would put us in our place. And then there were even times when he became angry. Just a few days ago in the temple, maybe you saw what he did. He was so furious at what the money changers were doing in the temple that he overturned their tables. I'd never seen Jesus so angry in my life. But it was a righteous anger. I know why he was angry. He said, this is supposed to be a house of prayer, but you've turned this into a den of thieves. And I've never seen Jesus so indignant in my life. He experienced anger just like we do. He was very much human. And then there were times when we just saw the joy that Jesus experienced. Oh, the joy of seeing someone come to believe in him. Oh, that he would just light up with happiness. Or when he would heal someone, you could just sense and see in him the happiness of divine power coming upon someone and enabling them to walk. Or the time when children came to him and he blessed them, you could see the twinkle in his eye that brought him great joy. He loved people. He loved spending time with people, especially with children, as he blessed them. And then we saw Jesus sad. When Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus had died, we saw him crying. We saw him weeping. And you could tell he was heartbroken over the death of his dear friend Lazarus. And then as we approached Jerusalem, the second time I saw Jesus cry is he looked over Jerusalem and he looked upon this great city and he wept over Jerusalem, knowing that they had forsaken the Messiah. We saw the gamut of emotions with Jesus. He would be happy, he would be sad. We also saw that he would get physically weak. Physically, his body would just could not take it any longer. You saw what happened just a few hours ago as the Romans were making him carry this cross. Oh, he had extraordinary strength, but he was still human, and the weight of this cross that the Romans made him carry, it so burdened him that he fell to the ground, and a man named Simon, I believe he's from Cyrene, he came and assisted Jesus, and he picked the cross up off of his weary body, and he carried the cross for Jesus the rest of the way. Jesus was the most extraordinary, wonderful man I've ever known, but he was still human, and the crushing weight of the cross just was too much for him to bear. And now we hear the words of Jesus again from the cross. The physical agony was so much for him that he said, "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. Oh, Jesus, if I could just give you a cup of water, if there was something I could do to alleviate the pain and the suffering." But you know what the Roman soldiers did? They mocked him once again, and they took a sponge, and they soaked it in vinegar, and they hoisted it up to his mouth, and that's what they gave him to drink. But as he cried out for water, not only was it a fulfillment of prophecy, but it reminded me again that even though he was the most extraordinary man I've ever encountered in my life, he was still a human. A human. And here's the irony of all this, as I'm trying to still make sense of all this. Here's the irony. I spent the entire time with Jesus trying to relate to him more and more, trying to understand him, trying to get him. And the irony is that he, all along, was the one who was relating to us.
Beyond our galaxy, In glory, his face I enlarge. joy through the ages. You sing of your love for me. Oh, sing it out. How marvelous. How wonderful. And my song shall ever be. How marvelous. Lord, how wonderful.
So today we focused on the humanity of Jesus, and we see that very clearly on the cross. In the ancient world, it would have been unimaginable for a God to experience what humans experienced. Can you imagine Zeus or Aphrodite or Apollo or Hermes experiencing any of the emotions, let alone sufferings of humanity? But what makes Jesus so different from any who claim to be God or any of the mythological gods was that he actually became, God became a man, fully man, and experienced the gamut of human emotion and suffering. Very clearly, we read this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he was without sin. So what makes Jesus so unique? Fully God, but also fully human. And sometimes we forget the humanness of Jesus. So in your moments of sadness, Christ experienced that. He knows what you're experiencing. In your moments of depression, anxiety, joy, heartache, brokenness, temptation, Jesus knows exactly what we are experiencing. Not just on an intellectual level, but on a very deep human level. And then, of course, the cross shows us that the sufferings he endured were very real. And just because he was God doesn't mean that when they put the crown of thorns on his head, he didn't feel it. Or when they nailed the nails in his hands and in his feet, somehow those feelings just bypassed him because he was Almighty God. No, he was very human and experience the full range of emotions. And so the season of Lent leading up to Easter reminds us that we have a God who sympathizes, understands, enters into our suffering with us. That makes him very unique in all of history. And so as we prepare our hearts for Holy Communion this morning, we do so recognizing that God is not so far removed from us. No, he came to be one of us and experienced the hardships that we experience. As the Apostle Paul instructed the early church in Corinth, I will read these words to us this morning. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray. Father, one of the things communion reminds us so vividly is that Christ suffered, and His sufferings were very real. Jesus was human. He got calluses on His feet. He experienced the gamut of emotions. He was one of us. He understands. He experienced. He knows what it is to be fully human. And so, Lord, we take Holy Communion today, recognizing that, yes, we strive to be like Jesus, but even more so, He relates more to us in our brokenness, our humanness, our frailties. Lord, we confess our sins. We must before we take communion, for we do not want to take communion unworthily. We recognize we are sinners in need of a Savior. And Jesus is that perfect Savior who died and shed His blood on the cross. But we also pray, Lord, that as we take communion, then You will use us to be instruments of Your peace and healing in this community and around the world, however You see fit to use us. For even as Christ's body was broken, we too must be broken and poured out and spilled out into the world to help bring healing into this world. The Apostle Paul says we are now ministers of reconciliation. That means, Lord, use us to bring people to God and help bring people hope. And so we take communion recognizing we need salvation, but also that You want to use us to be agents of salvation and redemption in this community that is very much lost and in need of a Savior. Lord, as we pray today, remembering those who are sick today, those who are hurting, those who are struggling, remember those who are running away from You and have rejected You and have rejected the church and have turned from the Word of God. We pray, Lord, that You will bring and pour out Your grace upon all of these, of those who I've mentioned. That even that person who's running far away from You will feel that tug of Your grace pulling them back to You. That one who's just in so much physical pain right now, Lord, they will experience Your divine healing and touch upon their body. For that one who's so angry towards You that You will begin to soften their heart and bring healing to their soul. Whatever the situation may be, God, Your grace is greater than our sin. And for that we say thanks be to God. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. So as we've done every Sunday in Lent, please come and receive the elements row by row and take the elements with you and hold them as we take communion together. You do not need to be a member of our church to receive the Lord's Supper. We're just asking that you're trusting in the Lord to be your Lord and Savior and to forgive you of your sins. Come and receive the elements this morning. Has everyone received the elements? Amen. We hold these elements in our hand as a reminder that Jesus was here. He visited this earth. He walked among us. The Word became flesh. Jesus was here and died on the cross. But we also hold these elements recognizing that Jesus is still here. His Spirit is here. His presence is among us. And so, yes, He was here. He is still here. He will forever be with us. Amen?
Amen.
Take the bread and eat it, knowing that Christ's body was broken for you and He died for you. Take and eat. The juice represents the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that precious blood that was spilled on the cross. Take and drink, knowing that Christ died for you. And would you stand with me, and as you have so beautifully done every week, would you sing the doxology with me as we give God thanks for His precious sacrifice for humanity? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Son and Holy Ghost. Amen. That was so beautiful. Go in the grace and in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may God's blessing be upon you this day.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God, because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.